This is Michael. You're listening to Models of Masters, and I'm so grateful you're here. I'm breaking down personal stories, learned wisdom, and pieces of insight I hope can help you along your journey. Head over to my website, michaelbecker.org, for much more. And with that, let's get right into the show.
The reason that it's important to have a sales cadence in place is so that we have a set process or structure that systematically guides prospects through the entire funnel from the time that they come in, schedule a call, and ultimately close on a deal, because the burden rests with you, right? It's your responsibility to curate and to guide that journey for your prospects. They will not do it, and they should not be expected to do it. And what will start to happen as you start to bring more and more people onto calls, and as you start to do more and more prospecting, is people will fall off the bandwagon. Like, that's just a reality of growing a business and doing sales, right? And so having this process, or a similar process that's specific to your business, in place to help guide that entire journey is super important, okay? So we're gonna get into exactly how to set up your sales cadence and really what that should look like, okay? So step one, the lead comes through your inbound or outbound marketing channel, right? Whether you're taking a call from your VA, whether you personally have set up that call via DM through Instagram, somebody has reached out to you, you have reached out to somebody there, okay, and you've already started chatting with that person a little bit, you ask them to join you on a call, they agree, perfect. In any case, that prospect schedules a 15 or 30 minute intro call. Okay, a lot of this is different for everybody, right? I landed on 30 minutes because I found that it was a good mix between a 15 minute intro call, where you really don't get a chance to do a whole lot. You don't really get a lot done in 15 minutes, I found, but it's also not as overwhelming as say a 45 minute or an hour call. There's something about seeing 45 minutes or 60 minutes on a call that I believe deters people from wanting to book. Okay. So I found 30 minutes to be the sweet spot. You can call this an intro call. Call it either an intro call or a strategy call, which also has a disarming effect for people, okay? And the idea is that you want people to feel excited, and you want them to let their guard down when they're scheduling this call. So calling it like a 30-minute intro call or strategy session is the way to go, all right? Now, once they schedule this call, it's on, so to speak, okay? And so you are now, this is where the customer journey really kicks into gear. This is where your one-on-one interaction with this person really begins, okay? And so what you want to do from the minute you see that they schedule a call is to reach out to them. Send them a message over DM just to connect, to say that you saw that they had scheduled a call on your calendar. You're looking forward to talking with them, and to let you know if there's any questions or anything you can help with before your call. I found that the majority of people will schedule calls within one to three business days. So people actually tend to schedule calls sooner rather than later. I rarely have people scheduling calls 5 to 14 days out. And then sometimes, not very often, you'll get somebody that will schedule it for, you know, 3 weeks or a month away. Okay. That's only happened a few times, but it will happen. So regardless, you want to reach out to them, right? If you get somebody that schedules a call a month out, I would definitely ask them, like, hey, I saw you scheduled a month out from now. Just wondering, is there a reason for that? I would like to chat with you sooner, because the reason that I say that is that the program is being finalized now and the price will be going up. Okay, say something like that. You really want to figure out, like, why are they delaying doing this work? That could potentially be a red flag. Okay, so if somebody schedules more than 3 weeks out, then definitely message them and try to get them onto a call soon. Okay. You also want to start doing your pre-call prep at this point. We're going to go through that in the next lesson. But what this involves is researching that person, looking at their website, looking at their social media channels, seeing what they're all about, and really trying to figure out, all right, can I actually help this person? And how am I going to guide this call when we do get on? You never want to go onto a call and just wing it. Okay. You never want to be cold when you're going onto a call. All right. So you'll reach out, you'll DM them, you'll do your pre-call prep. What you need and what you want to focus on obtaining throughout this entire process is, number one, demographic information. You should get that through your intake form, okay? If your questions are aligned with the way that I showcase that should be set up in this program. Okay. So you should be able to gather all the demographic and financial information to even see if they're a good fit and to get an idea for who they are. Okay. A lot of people make the mistake of using their intake form to try to get to the goals and the vision and all of that stuff, which I did for a long time until I learned that that also deterred people from actually filling out the form because it creates too much friction for people. Okay. They want it to be really quick, really snappy. They don't want to do a lot of typing with that intake form. Okay. So what you want to do once you get them onto the call is set the stage to really dive deeper into those qualitative components of who they are and what they're working on, their goals, their current state, okay, where they are right now, their ideal current state, where they want to be right now, or what they wish was happening in their business or life, and then their projected future state. And you can help paint that picture of what a better future will look like. The way that you'll get this information is by walking them through using the right kind of questions that go beyond the surface level. That's what you want questions to do on the call. You want to go beyond the surface level. All right. Walk them through their world and elicit their own articulation of their specific situation. All right. You want this whole process to really feel like you're teaming up with them. So you want to discover this opportunity for taking the leap of faith together, even though you know what that is, because at the end of the day, you are wanting to make a sale to this person and you're wanting to bring them into your business to help them. So you know what the opportunity is. Your job is to help them connect the dots to get from point A to where they want to get to via that process of questioning and discovery, okay? So a good sales call, it's less of persuasion, negotiation, and trying to convince somebody of something. It's more of a coaching experience where you are serving as a strategist to ask the right questions and allow them to find out something true about themselves and their future that they didn't know before. It's to help them unlock an understanding of what they need to do in order to get from where they are to where they want to be, right? So through the process that we're going to lay out in the rest of this module, that's what you're going to be able to learn how to do, right? All right, at the end of the call, you want to either make a sale or set up the next steps, okay? If you are able to secure the sale, then you send the terms and the payment link. Now, a lot of coaches and sales gurus will tell you, see if you can send those links right there on the call and get them to sign up before you get off the call. Because the moment they get off the call, the probability that they actually go through with it and sign up starts to go down day by day. So a lot of people will tell you, try to get them to sign up on that call, get their credit card information right there. So I'm not big on this because to me, it feels like it's a little bit too cumbersome. Right. There is some pressure and it does feel a little awkward to do that for a prospect on a call, but it also just feels cumbersome. And it almost feels like that you don't trust them enough once you get off the call to have them go through and do it. And so if somebody really wants to sign up, like if you've done your job leading up to that point through your content, through your VSL and through creating rapport on a call, then I don't believe that this is absolutely necessary. But what you do want to do is get a verbal yes that they're in. Okay. Set those next steps and then send it to them right afterward. Okay. Send them the terms and the payment directly afterward. Okay. Definitely have it ready to go. Know what price point you're going to pitch the individual on and then have it ready to go so that you don't have to wait 30 minutes to create it if possible. Right. Okay. So what you want to do at that point, regardless of whether or not you've made a sale or not, is to send them a DM with a self-recorded video praising them or acknowledging them, sharing your excitement to bring them in, and then recapping the next steps. You want to do this in under 60 seconds. So this should just be a very quick DM right after the call, because the moment that people get off a call, right, you've been on calls before. If you're in this program, we were on a call, or you were on a call with one of my coaches. You know that right after somebody gets off of a sales call, immediately they start thinking, they start reflecting, they start sitting and they think, do I want to do this? How did that make me feel? What other questions do I have? Is this truly something that's going to help me? Because when you're on a call with somebody, there's that, you know, back and forth flow. There's conversation. There might be a little bit of tension on the side of your prospect because they know that they're going to be pitched to. And so the mind operates in a different frequency, a different brainwave state when somebody's on a call directly engaged in conversation where they're forced to process and to critically think about what you're presenting to them versus after they get off the call when they can relax. That's when they're more their more emotional brain starts to kick in as opposed to the logical side. And that's where they're really going to start digesting and contemplating what they thought of the conversation with you and if this is something they want to do. And so you want to keep that momentum going. That's why you want to send them that DM right after the call. So this is what you want to do. You want to go into your DM, make sure that there's a quality background behind you. Okay. You don't want to be like walking on the street with car horns and all of that. You want to be in a quiet space with a clean background and you want to send them, you know, a video. Okay. I'm going to give you a quick example of what this might look and sound like. Okay. Hey, Paul, thank you so much for hopping on that call today. I am so excited. I'm still buzzing from our conversation. You're going to transform your life with this program. I would be so honored and I'm super excited to bring you into the program. What I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to go ahead and send you over those links that we discussed. I'll send you over the terms of agreement so that you have that on hand, as well as a link to sign up when you're ready. In the meantime, let me know any questions that come to mind. All right, we'll talk soon. Thanks. Okay, something like that. Just quick, snappy, to the point, 30 to 60 seconds, thanking them, reestablishing the value of partnering with you, and then summarizing the next steps. That's all you got to do. Okay. Then what you want to do either that same day or at the most 24 hours later is to send them a 5-minute Loom video where you're screen sharing and recapping step-by-step how the program will work. This is where you want to pull up your Funnelytics diagram or any other type of a step-by-step plan. It doesn't have to be as professional as the diagram that you may have seen that I used for my Funnelytics. Okay. It can literally just be like a Google Doc like this, where you've laid out the program in more depth than what people can see when they go to your website. Just walk them through that. Show them exactly what they're going to be getting. Like, this is where you want to paint the picture of how the actual deliverables are going to allow them to achieve their goals. Okay. So use that Loom video to do that. Send them that link. Okay. At the most 24 hours after your call. And then if needed, right, if they shared with you, hey, I would really love to get on another call to dive deeper, you can use that Loom video as a reason to set up that next call and say, perfect. What we can do is we can go through what I'm showing you here in more depth. Let's set up a 60-minute time slot where we can run through your custom plan and how the program works in more detail to make sure you have everything that you need. All right, from here, guys, this is where we're going to get more specific. We're going to dive into how to actually set up, structure, and run a call, starting with the pre-call prep.
That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My book, Content Capitalist, is now on sale. You can visit my website, michaelbecker.org, to grab your copy. There's also a link in the description. And if you'd like to learn more about what me and my team at Neocore are building, you can visit our website, neocore.co. You can learn more there and join the waitlist for when we launch later this year.